Proclamation number 5722 of 13th of July, 1953. Origin of matter. Electrons. The fruits of the spirit are to be recognized. They cannot be confused with the fruits of the intellect, with the results obtained through intellectual research. What the spirit announces to you fills the gaps of intellectual knowledge, which without the working of the spirit remains fragments of doubtful truth. Therefore it is better to rely on the results of spiritual knowledge without hesitation than to brood and research by other means, because pure truth can only be received through the spirit. But the spirit expresses itself so quietly that the spiritual ear has to listen in order to hear its voice, and therefore the human being should shut himself off from the world so that no disturbing sound drowns out the spirit's fine voice. But then God reveals himself through the spirit and dispenses profound wisdom. What is apparent to you as creation has come forth from God's power. Thus it is power condensed, formed by his will. Every work of creation must have a basic substance from which it originated. If the human being wants to bring something into being by virtue of his creative ability, a basic substance must be present, or he himself must produce this basic substance again from other existing substances. God, however, was and is the producer of the basic material by emanating a force himself and then letting everything arise from this force which he wants. Power is something spiritual and becomes earthly tangible substance through his will. God as the source of strength constantly generates strength and sends it out as something alive, because strength cannot be something dead but is a constantly life-generating and testifying element. The force therefore has an effect, it animates everything dead, it disturbs the dead in its rest and impels it to become active likewise. The power is the revitalizing agent which now causes that which was previously dead to stir and slowly awakens to life. Every expression of God's strength is a flow of love which is to be conveyed to that which has fallen away from him, to the dead, in order to awaken it to life again. This fallen away is therefore to be called dead because it is no longer touched by God's power, because it itself, i.e., in free will, stepped out of God's flow of love and as a result became lifeless, thus hardened within itself and lost all ability to move, which signifies life. This hardened spiritual, which has fallen away from God, can only awaken to life again and become active itself when it is illuminated by a force. The power of love radiating from God into infinity can be compared to an infinite sea of fire whose sparks circle around at breakneck speed and try to enclose the ossified spiritual being in order to give it life again. But this is full of resistance against the radiation of love from God, and where the strength meets resistance it loses its effect, i.e., it certainly encloses the unruly entity but does not bring it to life against its will but keeps it imprisoned, yet with the intention of moving it to give up its resistance in time. Thus, the strength of love is condensed by God's will into a form which now contains the spiritual substance that resists him. And thus creation came into being, which is visible to people as matter. This is how the emergence of all matter can be explained, which is intended as a fetter for the beingness, with the aim of breaking the being's resistance for once, that it accepts God's radiation of love and thereby awakens to life again. But the condensation of strength out of God into form is only possible when it encounters resistance, Thus the emergence of matter was the result of the spiritual's resistance against God's strength of love. Otherwise this strength only ever expresses itself as immense light radiation in the spiritual kingdom where it is not opposed by resistance. The power of love is hindered in its effect by the resistance, and it allows itself to be hindered and enters the state of rest for a certain time because it is love and wants to redeem what is hardened. Incessantly active strength becomes still and forms itself into something visible. It encloses the hardened spiritual within itself but at the same time protects it against the influence of the one who is devoid of all love and wants to prevent the giving up of the resistance of the beingness. And this is the first effect of the strength of love, that it isolates the beingness and withdraws it from the influence of the negative strength. Although the positive power now remains silent, the resistance of the being bound in it nevertheless imperceptibly decreases in order to accept the life-giving power after an infinitely long time, and a weak life becomes recognizable even in seemingly dead matter, whereupon God's strength of love becomes more and more effective, and this proves itself through more and more awakening life, which is synonymous with a beginning redemption of the bound, the beingness, which is to develop through the course through creation upwards. 13th of the 7th, 1953, the upward development in the creations proceeds in such a way that, as soon as the will for activity awakens in the hardened spiritual, the force holding it captive loosens, thus its pressure decreases, which means the beginning dissolution of matter, a slow release of the spiritual from the form enclosing it. To a certain extent the resistance is broken, the spiritual accepts God's radiation of strength, even if only to a very limited extent, and the hardened spiritual slowly awakens to life. It stirs until it finally bursts the outer shell. Or rather, until the enveloping strength of love releases it. In order to bind it again into a new form, because the spiritual must remain bound until it has reached a certain degree of maturity where it can now freely dispose of itself again. Matter is therefore bound, hardened spiritual matter. But the binding happens through God's power of love. If this strength withdraws, then matter disintegrates, it dissolves and the spiritual bound in it becomes free to move into a new material cover. The hardened spiritual substance would never be visible to the human eye, for it is spiritual substances which have become powerless and therefore inactive. But God's love gathers such powerless substances and shapes them into matter, into something visible. He created a world of the fallen spiritual, a world of the bound. He created a world which outwardly shows the degree of maturity of the bound spiritual, in which it can slowly develop upwards with the help of divine strength of love, which it can accept or also reject according to its own will, but which also always determines the hardness of matter which encloses it. What is bound is immature spiritual that still remains in resistance. What binds this spiritual is God's strength of love. And thus it can rightly be said that the material world is the realm of God's adversary because it offers this spiritual being, which is still in bondage to him, a place to stay. And yet, it is God's creation which was only shaped by the unstoppable strength of love emanating from God in order to give life again to the dead, but which first has to be desired before the spiritual experiences a loosening or finally liberation from its bondage. Thus there are innumerable sparks of light whirring in the universe which, with their immense strength, drive apart the clump together powerless inactive spiritual substance in order to then capture and enclose innumerable individual substances again. And thus these sparks of light are known to you humans as electrons, as the original substance of matter, but you don't know about their origin and spiritual task if you don't obtain clarification by spiritual means. However, everything visible in God's creation proves to you the invisible. It proves to you a force which works unstoppably and whose activity you must also acknowledge, otherwise you will think wrongly and never reach the light. Amen.